In this bulletin, two men shot in Victoria, known to counter-terror police. Police warn against further protests in Hong Kong over the proposed extradition laws. And in cricket, Australia wins its World Cup match against Pakistan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Two men shot by police near the Victoria-New South Wales border were being investigated as converts to an extremist form of Islam. Police attempted to speak to the men at Bunawartha North on Wednesday afternoon, which saw the men try to attack the police with a knife and a tomahawk. Police opened fire on the pair, and they're now being treated in hospital for serious injuries. The men, aged 19 and 30 years of age, are believed to be brothers. Counter-terrorism Commander Assistant Commissioner Ross Gunter says the officers had travelled to the area with particular concerns about the older man, who he says has a strong hatred of the police.
That older individual, in our terminology, would be at a threat level that's very high. In other words, if we go to an extreme threat level, we would pass an investigation of a person at an extreme level across to the Joint Counterterrorism Team. In this case, it was one level below that, so it was appropriately investigated by my security intelligence unit.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has called the incident nasty.
The police involved in this incident are also being given the welfare support that they need as well. It's a very serious incident to escalate to that point. But these are people with a history of violence. Again, I thank police for their prompt response and for the professionalism and the bravery that they show every single day.
Hong Kong riot police and protesters are bracing for possible further clashes across the city's financial district after a day of violence over proposed extradition amendments that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray to clear demonstrators from the city's legislature. It was some of the worst violence in Hong Kong since Britain handed it back to Chinese rule in 1997 with a guarantee of extensive autonomy and freedoms. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has postponed debate on the bill until further notice and is accusing the protesters of taking part in what she calls organised riots.
今日整日在金鐘一帶，大家都見到令人痛心的場面。
Throughout the day, around Admiralty, everyone has seen the saddening scenes, the riots which damage peaceful society. Ignoring law and discipline is unacceptable for any civilised societies. It's obvious that these are not peaceful rallies, but openly organised riots.
China has reiterated its support for Ms. Lam and the extradition law changes. A former Australian military lawyer charged over the leaking of documents to ABC journalists has faced a directions hearing in the ACT Supreme Court. The leaks were to journalists who produced the 2017 investigative report, The Afghan Files, examining incidents between 2009 and 2013 where special forces allegedly shot dead insurgents and unarmed civilians, including children. David William McBride was committed to stand trial in May on a charge of theft of Commonwealth property, three counts of breaching the Defence Act, and also charged with unauthorised disclosure of information. The 55-year-old has pleaded not guilty to all charges and is hopeful he'll be given a fair trial.
I should have completely free rein to say, this is what happened at that cabinet meeting, or this is what happened at that meeting of generals, and they won't be able to say, oh, you can't say that. So the only person that really needs to hear it is the judge. Of course, I'd like some journalists there because I do worry I could be railroaded.
The case will be back in court later this month. ACTU Secretary Selig McManus will meet with John Setka as the controversial union boss stands firm against claims he criticised the work of anti-violence campaigner Rosie Batty. The Victorian Secretary of the Construction Union has been suspended from the Labor Party and will likely be expelled after reportedly telling a union meeting that Ms. Batty's advocacy had led to men having fewer rights. But Mr. Setka says he's the victim of false allegations being made for political gain and has called for the culprit to be suspended from the union. Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has told the Seven Network he's been disappointed with the way the union has acted.
The CFMMMEU, or whatever it's called these days, needs to have a long, hard look at itself in terms of the damage which certain of its leaders have delivered to the corporate brand of the Labor Party over the years. And Setka's one of them. So before we go into Mr. Setka's civil liberties and whether he said this and whether he said that, I'd call upon the union to have a strong, hard look at itself.
To cricket, and Mitchell Starc has helped Australia survive a late scare against Pakistan to go second on the World Cup standings with a 41-run victory in Taunton. After a David Warner century helped Australia to 307, Pat Cummins bowled 3 for 33 to put the defending champions well on top. And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and 18. Adelaide, also showers, 16. Melbourne, a possible late shower, 17 degrees. Possible showers in Hobart, 15. Canberra, early rain at times, 16. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Rain in Sydney and 21 degrees. Newcastle, rain and 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.